Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. At 2:45, it's time for a little fair game with Faribault. Steelers insider Nick Faribault. We'll get back to the Pirates here in this big trade. We did find what the MLB trade value Twitter that went viral during last year's trade deadline, what they had to say about this three-team deal. We'll get to more of your calls, too, at 412-928-9370. But let's talk a little bit about Steelers-Lions with top Steelers insider Nick Faribault. And the way this game works is we will present him with an opinion and ask him whether or not it's fair. Nick, let's start with T.J. Watt. Mike Tomlin talked after practice today. After hearing him talk, is it fair to wonder if we're going to see T.J. Watt before this regular season is over?
Listen, is it fair to wonder? I mean, I guess it is, but I think we do. Everything I'm hearing says that. I think he's back for Baltimore. I think that's the big notch. I'm not sure he's going to be back next week against Cleveland. He's not going to play this week. I'm fairly certain of that. But I think he gets out there against the Ravens in week 18. If that game means something, if it doesn't, then I think it's fair. Like if they clinch by next week, which is very possible that they could do that, then perhaps he doesn't play again this regular season. But if that week 18 game has stakes, I think T.J. Watt will play. I what I was told was 3 weeks after the injury was around when he could return. And that Ravens game is around 3.5 weeks after the official partially collapsed lung happened. And sounds like he can return then. So that's kind of what I'm expecting T.J. Watt back on the football field.
Nick, is it fair to say, or to infer, I should say, that because Watt was back around the team yesterday and is back just with them broadly speaking, that there might not be the level of animus or ill will between Watt and the team that people speculated there could be given the nature of this whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think anyone's happy about it, and I think there's obviously things there, legalities that could potentially pop up that, you know, we don't know about yet. We don't know what T.J. Watt's plan is. We don't know what the Steelers organization's plan is, but I don't think he's going to come out in March and request a trip. I'll say that. You know, I don't think he's going to want out of the Steelers organization. He just got a new contract from them. And, you know, maybe it changes the procedures around training and dry needling and different things like that. And it puts down a stricter code to that area. And that might be what he's pushing for. But I don't think there's any insane animosity towards the Steelers' organization and that T.J. Watt is not going to play football, for example, for them. So I don't think that he is going to request a trade out or anything like that.
Fair to think that besides T.J. Watt, the Steelers are going to have another significant player who misses Sunday's game against the Lions because of injury.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. I don't expect to see Isaac Seumalo out there, and I'd consider him pretty significant given how he's played over the last 6 weeks or so. I don't think we're going to see James Pierre. I think he played really well. So you get more shot to Samuel Jr., which I don't think is a terrible thing. I think he's a good player. And then Nick Herbig is kind of going to be the questionable one. I mean, I think that would be significant given the fact that it would be Jack Sawyer against Penei Sewell. Listen, you might like Jack Sawyer. I don't blame you if you do, but playing against Penei Sewell, I think, is a huge mismatch. And Herbig was out here this week today, so we'll see. I think he's probably going to be questionable for Sunday against the Lions. If he does play, I don't get the impression it's going to be a full snap count for him. So, yeah, I do think the Steelers are going to be a little shorthanded here on Sunday.
Is it fair to say, Nick, that the Steelers, well, I'll say specifically Aaron Rodgers, can continue or will continue to build on what are probably his two best games as a Steeler in this game against the Lions?
I mean, I think this kind of idea that Rodgers is just going to upswing each week, it's kind of a little fool's gold to me. And it doesn't mean I don't believe in what Rodgers can do. Rodgers can certainly make plays still, and I think has shown his ability to be a perfect point guard for the team. I think that's kind of the way I would describe him as a point guard. But we've also seen games against the Bills, games against the Chargers. We have seen poor football from Aaron Rodgers. I think thinking that he is going to play like he did against the Ravens, which was his best game in arguably three seasons, or against the Dolphins, which was more in line with, you know, games like he played against like the Vikings and the Browns. I think he can keep that level, but I think this kind of idea where he has been such an inconsistent quarterback throughout the year, you don't really know which Aaron Rodgers is going to show up. I don't think it's 100% a bet that he's going to show up and be really good against the Lions. He could be, but I don't know which Aaron Rodgers you're going to see every week. It's just been like that. It's really been the whole team, to be quite honest with you.
Nick, fair to say that the Steelers defense is going to give up 40 or more points to the Lions on Sunday?
I don't think they're going to give up 40. I do think they're going to get punched in the mouth. I think that's a fair way to say it. I think they're going to allow 30 plus. I do. I think this is going to be a big game for Jahmyr Gibbs. The edge rushers, man. I mean, losing Watt and probably Herbig, you're going to have a limited Herbig at most. It's really tough. And I just think that Sawyer matchup is a huge mismatch. I think the Steelers' run defense is still leaky. I know that they slowed down Achan last week, but there was a few times I thought that there could have been big plays, and some of the Steelers players made some really nice plays, but I don't really believe in them to put up that level of effort and that level of cohesion week after week. And that's really why I think, you know, even if Detroit, I think Detroit can be a team that even if you slow down Jahmyr Gibbs, Goff can still throw on you with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. And so, you know, they could do the whole Green Bay-Chicago thing where the Steelers slow down that run game and they just throw all over them anyways. And I think the Steelers' defense is still a little leaky. I don't think it's a top unit. I think it's better than it was. It has a higher floor than they did when they were at their depths earlier this year. But they're still not a great defense. They're only a slightly above average defense still. And so I do think they're due for a down week.
Nick, this is kind of a long-range one because this game is functionally meaningless to the Steelers. They don't have to have any outcome here except hopefully nobody suffers a major injury, okay? Is it fair to say you are more confident in them making the playoffs via Ravens lose their next two, Steelers beat the Browns, or Steelers beat the Ravens in a Week 18 do-or-die contest? Fair to say you're more confident in the former or the latter of those two happening?
I'm probably more confident in the Ravens losing their next two and the Steelers beating the Browns. And that's just because I think the Ravens against the Patriots and the Packers is a good matchup for the Steelers in terms of what the Ravens do. Listen, Baltimore could win one of those games, but they're not particularly good at home and they're facing a really good Patriots team, even though they have a light schedule, I think is a good team. Now, I know the Packers are a little more toothless now with no Micah Parsons. But I do think that's still a really good team, and Jordan Love is playing some really good football. And so I really think the Steelers could have an opportunity there. And they go to Cleveland. Listen, that's not a slam dunk win. Cleveland's been a really bad area for the Steelers in Cleveland up there by the lake over the last few years. So they just have to win one of the next two, and I feel like they could. Now, that Week 18 game, I think, is a lot more dicey just because what does the Steelers' overall health look like? They are a battered team. They haven't had a bye week since Week 5. I think that is going to be weighing on them more and more as they get deeper into the season. I think it's just hard to expect a team to sweep their biggest division rival. I just do. And so I do think I trust the Ravens probably to lose more in the Steelers to beat the Browns, but I trust them to 100% go and win that matchup against Baltimore in Week 18.
Nick, fair game to say that the Steelers are going to go into Motown and upset the Lions on Sunday?
No, I don't see it happening. I see the Lions winning this one. I just do. Listen, I think the Steelers are a better team than they were 6 weeks ago. I do. But this is not a good matchup for them in a lot of ways. I think the injuries in particular really hit them. Listen, the one thing the Steelers do have in favor of them is when Goff struggles, the interior pressure really gets to him. And the Steelers are going to have their full interior offensive defensive line healthy. So getting Derek Harmon back, I think, is really important for them if they're going to win this game. It's going to be him, Benton, and Hayward that are going to have to wreak havoc if they're going to win this football game. So I'm not expecting it. I think that someone like Jahmyr Gibbs is going to have a really big game for the Lions. And the Steelers, I think, are going to actually put up points. I'm not going to be surprised if this is like a close, darn near shootout type of game. Like, I totally expect this to almost play out similar to the Bears game, where the Steelers are able to drive the ball, score some real points. But the defense is just going to allow too many big plays. And I also think the Steelers are more likely to turn the ball over than the Lions. The Lions offense great at keeping the ball and not turning it over. So I'll take Detroit in this one 35-27.
Nick Faribault, award-winning, top-rated Steelers insider. Thank you, Nick. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it as always.
There you go.
Very businesslike always at the end.
All right, so he thinks Watt will be back for the Baltimore game if it matters. He said he heard 3-week injury.
Are you still of the opinion that I am, that there's like a lot of layers there that we might never know the details on?
I can't wait to talk to someone who's going to be in studio who said something to me about this at the karaoke event, and I wonder if he's going to be willing to share those things on the air.
Knowing him, probably not, but we can dream.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale.
And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You get everything there. You get Lau pronounced low. You also get
Block never screws up the
O'Neal
names.
O'Neal Cruz getting making a bunch of
what was
misplays.
That third error of the inning, fourth of the night. I'm surprised the Calliopes didn't make an appearance in that call.
At 2:22, time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Northway in Ross Township.
What?
Block Northway in Ross Township. You should probably dump that. Did you get that? Thank you, Charlie. I mean Block Northway.
It's that Jake Mangum effect.
My bad.
Unbelievable from you. I think
now we can't take phone calls.
Well, I know we can wait a second.
It'll be back in a second. I think
I made a mistake, Charlie. It happens. Okay?
I have to explain this. There is just and it's existed among our YouTube commenters so far today. A robust group.
I'm sorry.
There's a level of like confusion, being thrown off kilter, off your axis. The Pirates have made a deal where they are giving up a guy I think most people would have been fine giving up for a lesser player, but in return they are getting Brandon Lau, who hit 31 jacks last year, was a two-win player for the Rays. They're sending Burrows not to the Rays but to the Astros, which if you're worried about a direct trade with the Rays, that would solve that problem. They're also getting a guy named Jake Mangum, who was apparently just a defensive specialist who might have thump in the bat as a late bloomer, and a pitcher who throws hard from the left side. We're all doing the same thing here, Pony. You're thrown off by it. Charlie's thrown off. We're all trying to figure out where and what the poison pill here is, and no one quite yet can, if there even is one.
Also, real quick, Pony, you made a second mistake. The highlight you just played, that was from a Nathaniel Lau.
Low
single against the Nationals.
How would you know that?
Because I'm looking at the Pirates schedule, and we always date the highlights.
Oh, okay.
So Block didn't get it wrong. But we did get a third error for the inning and an error on O'Neal Cruz, which kind of makes it, you know, good.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Pirates now have a 30-home-run bat in their lineup. Brian Reynolds didn't get to that number last year. O'Neal Cruz didn't get to that number last year. If you're predicting right now, the Pirates' 2025 lineup. Let's do
somebody
that
quickly. Somebody just gamed that out. I think it was like Colin Beasley, one of the beat writers, gamed it out. Maybe Hiles did it. Noah Hiles, the constrictor.
Here's what they've got. Mangum in left field, Lau at second, Reynolds in right, Horwitz at first, Gonzalez at short. That's going to be ugly until Griffin gets up because he can't really field second, let alone
Triolo at third, which I'm not crazy about at all.
Cruz in center, Triolo at third, Sawinski DH. Oh my God. Joey Bart. So you've still got, I would say, two and a half holes.
What are you
in your lineup?
You're hoping Griffin A plugs the hole at short, and then do you send I know he's not like classic DH power. If you don't make any other additions, and I hope they do,
my
do
guess
you send
would,
Gonzalez to DH land?
My guess would be Andrew McCutchen comes back as the DH. And you need to sign somebody to play third in free agency. Maybe that's where Suarez comes in. And that's still not a good lineup, but it would be way better than last year's.
Mangum is interesting, too, because if I'm right, and the defense is like the reason that he is considered to be a pretty valuable player, Pony, you would think, for what people always say about PNC Park, there's two center fields, that he would be a nice addition there as a guy who's never made an error.
And I have to make one correction. These guys are not that young.
No, Mangum's 29. He's a late bloomer.
Mangum's 29, and Montgomery is 25.
In fact, when the season starts, Mangum will be 30.
Interesting.
No, I said he's a late bloomer. He is also nicknamed the Mayor of Starkville because he went to Mississippi State.
And he had such a following there?
Apparently. 32nd round pick the first time. And then he went back 2 years later and was a fourth rounder.
Congratulations on all his success.
So he sounded like he was kind of a bit of a Van Wilder.
Let's get to the calls here. Here's Andrew in Monaca. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, A+. And there is multiple reasons, but one is I never want to see Sawinski in left field again.
Okay.
This will take away a lot of his at-bats. But if you told me a week ago that I would get Brandon Lau for Mike Burrs straight up, I would have done it. And the fact that they added a guy who had 27 stolen bases and he batted almost 300 with 400 plate appearances.
Andrew, does this make you nervous, though? You say A+, you're like listing off all the reasons.
When was the last time you gave the Pirates an A+ on a trade?
Never.
Well, are you having the same emotional response or the same intellectual response some people are, and you're wondering there's got to be a catch here? Because that's where Pony started the show. I think we're all kind of confused as to why this deal came about this way, because it just seems too good to be true for the Pirates.
It does seem too good to be true, but the reason I don't have any skepticism, or I guess there's a little like worry and what Burrs could be, but I don't care. He's expendable, and you had a guy who has 30 home runs. That's more than...
They just added the best bat in their lineup. Brandon Lau is now their best hitter, bottom line. And they ultimately got him from Mike Burrows. Well, there's other people saying, like, philosophically, if the whole point has been try to win now while you have Paul Skeens, even if it's 1 year of Brandon Lau and you have no designs on trying to give him a new deal, you're trying to win now if you're adding 30 home runs to your lineup this way. You are. And if you're possibly adding, like, a platoon starting left fielder to your lineup, you're trying to win now with those guys. They're not spring chickens.
Still 27 bases in 118 right. games.
And they're not spring chickens. They're older guys. One's 31, one's going to be 30.
Man, when was the last time you heard someone give the Pirates an A+ for a trade?
I'm flummoxed by, like, Pony, I am really thrown off today. I'm sorry. Like, it has been a hard 27 minutes to figure out what the hell is going on, because I just assume certain things are going to... This would be like finding out that Mike Tomlin has just hired, like, the best offensive mind in football that doesn't have a coordinator job.
It would be like if they fired Mike Tomlin and you wouldn't know what
Pony,
to say.
Pony, I would walk in here if they fired Mike Tomlin and I'd probably start speaking what limited Spanish I know. I'd be so confused. But this is up there on the medal stand for most head-scratchingly positive things that have happened.
412-928-9370. Here is next up. We have John on the fan. Hello, John. John?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Oh, sorry. I told him Homer.
What's up, Homer?
I know
Homer?
Who this is. Ah, yes.
I know this
what
guy
up, Homer?
Is. He's the best chef in Pittsburgh.
Confused. I was like, did I say John? So, guys, I'm not – this grade is a meh. He had an OPS of 785 last year. It's not really what you gave up. Like, Burrow's like, not that big of a deal, but why didn't Tampa even want Burrow? They just wanted to get rid of these guys, seemingly. That's where I'm confused.
Well, this is what Tampa – Homer, this is what Tampa does traditionally. This is what they do. They try to get assets – like, before they have to just lose a guy to free agency, they're always trying to flip what they feel like are assets for younger assets.
They're trying to save money. But usually when they save money, and thanks, Homer, they get something of value back.
I think Burrow – well, he's not even going
there.
That's right. He's going to the – I keep forgetting.
They got the
Astros
guys back.
Who are the Astros guys?
I've not done any digging on the Astros guys. It is a weird trade, one where the Pirates, I think, oddly have benefited greatly from it, and I don't know how to feel about that because I'm not used to having nice things. Here is Nate in Oakmont. Hello, Nate.
Hey, guys. Since you were just talking about the Rays trading some of their expensive players, getting the free agency, I don't know if you guys saw, but they also traded old friend Shane Baz to the Orioles.
They did, like 10 minutes after this trade got made. Yep.
Yeah, but my reaction to the trade is good, but keep going, right? Like, Brandon Lau is not going to fix the offense on his own, so I think the Pirates still have some levers out there to pull to show us that they're actually serious about competing in 2026. Guys like JT Realmuto, Ryan O'Hearn, Eugenio Suarez, even some of the bigger names, Bo Bichette, Cody Bellinger, they're all still out there in free agency. I think of the first three guys that I named, they would have to sign two of those guys to really complete the
somebody
lineup.
In the text, someone on the text line made a good point too, Nate. Someone on the text line brought up, does this mean Keller's going to be on the team next year? Because they've traded two starting pitchers. Those are innings. Who's going to take up those innings?
So right now you'd have...
Yeah, I think this trade certainly means that Mitch Keller stays in Pittsburgh, because if you think, even going back to last year, they've now traded Bailey Falter, Johan Oviedo earlier this offseason, and now Mike Burrows. I don't think they can afford to give up the innings that Keller gives them. So my preference would be that they sign Ryan O'Hearn and Eugenio Suarez, just add two bats that you could probably get on three-year deals to complete the offense, give you an average lineup to support a near elite pitching staff. I think that is their path to competition.
Pony, it makes me wonder if they wanted to deal Keller for a variety of reasons, but Burrows was considered the more desirable piece here, either because he doesn't make as much money as Keller, although the Astros don't care that much about that. Reportedly, the Astros' second and seventh ranked prospects to the Rays in this. Did people just think Keller's kind of a maxed out player?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Rewind that.
Yeah.
The Astros gave up to get Mike Burrows, their second-ranked prospect?
Hold on. I'm going to go back and look at this. This is...
What am I missing with this guy? I thought he was a nice pitcher. I thought he was someone you plug in your back into the rotation.
Okay, the Rays are getting from the Astros Jacob Melton, who's an outfielder.
Yep.
Anderson Brito, who is a righty pitcher.
All right.
And I'm going to look up Melton.
And you said that one of these guys...
I shouldn't have gone by a YouTube.
24-year-old outfielder. Made 32 appearances.
He is, according to MLB Prospects, he is their second-ranked prospect, and Anderson Brito is number seven, I think.
Okay, so that's... Yeah. Okay, so people have...
So
Homer called in and said, why would they trade Brandon Lau? They traded a guy going into an expiring deal and got back the Astros' number two prospect.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you make this trade if you're them.
A guy who's going to be... I would assume they think is going to be their guy for a while.
That's what Tampa does. They've made a killing doing this.
Melton played in the bigs this year.
They parlay players that are on that are good players that they're not going to re-sign into younger, cheaper players that keeps like the train moving. That's what they do.
Melton, you cannot take any real you can't extrapolate out of this. He played 32 games in the majors this year. He hit 157. He had a 419 OPS. That is horrible, but he was just starting. But he ain't young either as a prospect who's 24 when he's doing that.
I mean, does the Astros minor league system stink? That would surprise me because they seem to always just reload and also funnel new players.
Well, it's funny that you ask me that.
They're one of those teams that has a very nice mix, a happy medium of players they've signed and given money to and young guys that they just have.
So I'm looking up. I'm trying to find right now where they have it. Here we go. Astros prospects. So I've seen number 93. I don't see a ton, dude. I'm looking here. I got to just find it on the MLB app. But I don't see a ton of their guys as big name people that are showing up all over the place here.
I've seen a couple outlets. They're ranked 27th as an organizational.
Oh. I guess
yikes,
they've...
dude.
I guess the cupboard's bare after all the winning they've done there, trades they've made.
My brain just is still having a very hard time with this.
Yeah, it's hard to come on the air and say the Pirates have made a good trade when the guy that is in charge of making the trade is someone who we've trashed for the last 7 years because he's been largely incompetent at the art of doing what they did in this trade, which is going out and getting hitters. His resume with pitchers, not that bad. Actually, probably good if we're being fair about it. But the hitter development, the hitter procurement and trade in free agency has both been awful.
Here's something from Andrew I think is somewhat relevant here in the YouTube chat. What's interesting, too, about this trade is you've got to assume that the Rays and probably the Astros, all other parties, asked the Pirates for some of their top people to try to get a deal like this done, and the Pirates told them to screw off, basically.
Or maybe that's possible. Or the Astros just really, really like Mike Burrows. Sure.
But you know what? I'll just say this very clearly. I want to make sure my opinion is heard. Even if he ends up going there and being good, unless Lau turned into a disaster, because the Pirates are trying to win now and they need offense, the ends justify the means here almost regardless of what Burrows does.
Chaz, what does that Twitter account that grades every trade that people were obsessed with at last year's trade deadline? What does that Twitter account say about this deal? See if you can find that thing.
Do you remember what it's called? I remember seeing it, but I don't remember what the actual name of it is.
That's based on our...
Oh, baseball trade values,
yeah,
maybe?
Based on our, based on our computer, tabulations, this has been graded a horrible trade for the Pirates. I saw that a couple times with them.
What was that one
July.
Called? I was trying to look up some of my trade tweets and then seeing if they jumped into my mentions.
Baseball Trade Values has nothing on it.
What are they doing? I don't care that it's December.
On the Baz trade, though, or Baz.
What's to say? Well, who cares?
The deal is accepted by our model, and that's it.
Okay. Here is, so like it, the model breaks when there's a three-team trade. Here's Jared in Murraysville. Hello, Jared.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I've usually been a guy to just bash Nutting and Charrington, but at the start of this offseason, I would have been happy with a one-for-one trade.
Somebody else called in and said that if Burroughs got traded straight up for Lau, that fan would have felt great about it. And I have a hard time disagreeing with that, Jared. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, we get three guys, albeit from the Rays, which gives me a little bit of PTSD, but overall, I can't.
Well, hold on. I don't think you need to have the PTSD like you did with Archer, where he just maybe was done as ever being a good pitcher. I think it's very, I want to stress this, Pony. Maybe you disagree with me. I think it's very obvious why the Rays wanted to trade Lau. He wasn't going to re-sign there. He has 1 year left.
And that's what they do.
I don't think it's because they think Brandon Lau sucks, Jared. I think it's because Brandon Lau does not fit the model of how they put a team together anymore because he only has 1 year of control left.
Yeah, and I tend to agree. And, you know, the Rays model, this is smart. The Pirates model, this is smart. The Astros, I have no idea, but...
But of all the teams in this three-way deal, the Astros are the one that can spend their way out of it if they have to.
Actually, Jared, the one thing I'll disagree with you on is this move does really fly in the face of small market moves. The small market team is supposed to be the one that's trading away the guy going into the last year of his contract, not the team that's acquiring that guy, which does, in my opinion, show a different way of doing business here.
But they are the team with the player.
With the urgency.
They're the team with the player and Skeens who creates the urgency.
Right.
And so they are acting like it for once. I think that might be my favorite thing. I don't want this to be, better not be the only thing they do. Do more.
More is better. Green is good.
What have I killed them for?
A lot of things.
Yes, but like, what have I come here? let's not
threw bricks away. There was a guy there that tried to fight a fan with a belt.
I was on that guy's side for the record.
So was I.
I've said a ton of times on this show, I'm sick of them talking about urgency. I would like them to act like there is some. This is the first time I can actually say they are acting like a team that urgently wants to contend and try to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply.
See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah, we're going to have to get used to saying low and not low.
Low. I mean, you got to like just spell his name phonetically, L-A-O. Wow.
All right, let's do this. Football Friday, we will get to Steelers and Lions, but a long-rumored deal happened.
Consummated.
Brandon Lau, who hit 31 home runs for the Rays last year, second baseman but can play other positions like corner outfields, traded to the Pirates. Pirates also get two young, here's everybody's favorite word in baseball, controllable players back, and all they had to give up was Mike Burrows.
To a different team.
The Astros. Here's my take on this deal, and we will open up the phone lines right now on the return of winter in Pittsburgh, where we've got sleet and high winds and my Grinch decorations are blowing all over the place, and Amanda gets a package delivered to the house and it rolls down the hill in our backyard, and
BS.
I had to go down and get it. It was just brutal this morning.
Wait, how light can the thing in the package be if the wind's blowing it down a hill?
It was actually snow pants.
Isn't that the definition of irony a little bit?
Yeah.
It's close.
Well, anyways.
What's your thought?
Here's my take on this trade. I must be missing something. I'm not going to pretend like I know a ton about the two young guys that are getting stapled onto this deal who are coming to the Pirates, other than what you're hearing reported by people who cover the Rays and cover baseball. Magnum is someone that has some power and is young and was the Rays' fourth outfielder.
Mangum?
Yeah,
it's M-A-N-G-U-M, Mangum.
Not Magnum?
No, not Magnum.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm off to a rip-roaring start
there. What
do
you have on the brain here, buddy?
And then Montgomery throws hard. All right, so you've got two guys with upside. Lau was top 10 in the MVP voting in 2021. He hit 39 homers that season. He hit 31 last year. Yes, he's in the last year of his contract, but he's the Pirates' best player right now. Immediately, he steps into the lineup. He's their best hitter. He's better than Reynolds. He's better than Cruz. And all they had to give up was Mike Burrows.
Yeah, I was scratching my head too.
That's what I don't get about it. And here's what I operate by. Here's like my guiding principle with this.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates dumb. Astros smart.
Rays brilliant.
Rays smart.
Yeah, I know. I know,
so,
man.
You just, like, to make it is a football Friday, to make a football analogy, the Pirates are like the Jets, and they just made a trade with the Rams and Patriots.
And it looks on paper like they got the best of the deal.
Right. That's what I'm struggling with.
I'm trying to think of an equivalent, but it looks like they clearly got the best player.
What am
back.
I missing here?
And like, it's not like Mike Burrows is a young guy either.
He's
26.
And he was good last year, but I wouldn't
say he was on the list of guys I would have happily seen traded to acquire a bat. I'm wondering.
They've traded guys who they identified, Oviedo and Burrows, as I would say more back of the rotation starters. And in the two trades they've made so far, they got a top 100 prospect back from the Red Sox for Oviedo, and they got a power-hitting former All-Star, former MVP candidate, and two young players who are kind of prospects back for Mike Burrows.
Oh, and by the way, the power hitter is a lefty, which at PNC Park tends to matter a little bit.
I also happen to think that Ben Cherington's not a good general manager. So why are the Rays and Astros doing him
a
favor?
I don't know.
I am so confused by this.
You are so scarred and
by the Archer trade and by what Ben Cherington has done. Yeah.
You have scar tissue for two good reasons. Who the other two teams in this three-team deal are and what the last outcome was when the Pirates traded with the Rays. I feel the same way. And yet, Ben Cherington's offseason, he couldn't get the car to turn over for how long, and he finally hit the ignition button on it and started the engine, and it looks, I have your note of caution. I have to at least allow myself to be a little excited that on paper it really does look good. Mangum is a great defensive player if you're going by just fielding percentage. How many errors do you think Jake Mangum has ever made?
I have no idea.
Zero. He's literally never made an error.
But more importantly, they think he might have some power.
He might have some power. The reason he was a one. Okay. Lau is the centerpiece. It's obvious. He was a 1.9 war player. I know you believe in war reasonably, like as a reasonable metric. Mangum was a 1.6 player last year, I would assume because he is a premium defender, among other things, yeah, without being a great offensive player. The dude that is the main centerpiece of this might be, yeah, he's going to probably be a one-year guy here. He's a win-now guy. He can hit 35 home runs in this ballpark.
If the Pirates stink, they're going to trade him in July and get more prospects back.
I hate doing this because I hate being like seeming this Pollyanna about something. Because you know cynicism.
Well, don't be Pollyanna about it because they cynicism traded with the Rays and Astros.
It makes
me nervous too. Now
cynicism,
I feel like Mike Burrows is going to turn into Garrett Cole.
He might, but if Brandon Lau hits 35 home runs, are you going to be that mad? Because you're supposed to be dealing from where you think you have depth and adding where you think you have little.
Well, I think it would depend.
If the rest of the Pirates pitching staff all looks really good, I won't be that mad that Mike Burrows might play, you know, play well above what he did with the Pirates.
But if he's only here for 1 year and this year isn't good, even if he plays well, if Burrows goes on to be a good pitcher, then it will be a bad trade.
Well, we do have some people who share our skepticism early on in YouTube. Sports Sharp. Burrows is going to be a top three of a rotation starter for the next half dozen years. He's going to be what people believed Keller would be.
Who said this?
This is a guy named Sports Sharp 412. He is sharp on sports, not dull. Listen, man, at the risk of seeming like a babe in the woods on this one, I think it is a very good trade by Ben Cherington.
I'm going to say this is deja vu, except now we're talking Pirates and not Penguins. It's the same thing. We were in here Friday. Charlie was on the board. The Penguins made the Tristan Jarry trade. My reaction was this on its face looks like a very good trade. The fact that people are not calling in to disagree tells me that they feel the same way. Here we are a week later. The Pirates made a trade. They got three guys for one, a dude with legitimate power. They gave up an expendable pitcher, and no one is calling in to bitch, even though it's the Pirates who made the trade. And the Pirates are, dare I say, the least trustworthy team in all of baseball when it comes to making trades. Because Ben Cherington has been a nincompoop, and you're dealing with two Mensa member organizations. The Rays, who you envy because you want to be them.
And the sticky stuff Astros.
And the Astros, who last year, they finally ended a run. They were like the Chiefs of the American League, where they were in the ALCS every single bleeping season. By the way, Justin Verlander's brother, Ben, I'm not exactly sure what he's ever done in life.
But Ben Justin Verlander's brother?
But he's a big deal on social media, evidently. Somebody just sent me this. Ben Verlander. Mike Burrows has absolutely disgusting stuff.
Mm.
He's young and under team control until 2032. Really like this move for the Astros.
Did he say anything about what he thinks about the move for the Pirates?
No, it's about the Astros getting better. Maybe because his brother pitched there. Yes, Chaz?
I don't know. It's not adding anything to the Pirates discussion. But
oh, you raised your hand.
As of
you just wanted to let us know you were here?
No, as of a half hour ago, Tristan Jarry was placed on injured reserve by the Edmonton Oilers. Just to throw that out there real quick.
So does that mean Burrows is going to actually be somebody who has something horrible befall him? Not that I would root for that, but maybe. It is a very uncomfortable posture, and maybe this is saying too much about just my general thought process about sports. It's a very uncomfortable posture to sit in this chair, to be somebody who is trying to give big and ultimately accurate opinions. I want to be right like we all do. And just kind of scratch my head and go, I've squinted at it from every angle. It sure looks like Ben Cherington pulled off a winner of a deal.
The Pirates pulled a fast one on two highly intelligent baseball organizations.
Yeah, does Brandon Lau, do we not know, does he have corns on his foot that are going to keep him out all year? Is he going to suffer from plantar fasciitis? What am I missing here? This is uncomfortable emotion called optimism and happiness.
This is maybe the biggest trade the Pirates have made since the Archer deal.
This is the biggest personnel move they've made since they drafted Paul Skeens.
So I would think Pirates fans would get out of their winter slumber here and call in and weigh in on this trade at 412-928-9370. Here's Jim in Omaha to start us off. Hello, Jim.
I don't know, man. I don't know how the heck Charon can pull this one off. That Mangum could be a everyday outfielder for us.
Is it Mangum or is it Mangum?
It's Mangum.
Mangum.
It's Mangum.
Mangum. I'm sorry. M-A-N-G. I'm glad you aren't calling Magnum P.I. like the person that was on.
Or Magnum Condoms.
Wait, we were kind of making Magnum Condoms jokes. Joe was making Magnum P.I. jokes.
Magnum Condoms are the really big ones, right, Charlie?
He doesn't have a Bluetooth read yet.
Okay, sorry. That's not until a little bit.
Jim in Omaha, thrilled that he called in right now.
So Jim in Omaha is saying this is the blind squirrel who found the nut here in Ben Charrington. Is that what I'm sensing?
It really is. I mean, he's screwed up every other trade, but he may have finally made it the seventh year, I think. I mean, this is amazing. It really is. And, you know, to give up Burrow was in here. I saw him play in Omaha last year here in Indianapolis. I mean, he started out in the minor leagues. Could he be a good pitcher? Yeah, but we don't really know. He's injury prone too. So this is,
Omaha calling in to say that he actually has some optimism now with the Pirates?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
They instantly just made their lineup a lot better. Like, I forget about everything else.
And they gave up a guy that they could absolutely
afford to part with. Just look at it this. You have to look at it this way because you have to just take honestly what Brandon Lau has done so far in the major leagues in a very tough division, mind you. They just added a 30 home run guy to their lineup and gave up what you just said is one of their expendable arms. Their lineup got 30 home runs better, presumably.
I think the reason why we don't have full lines right now is because people are hesitant to give them credit for anything. That's what this is.
People are feverishly looking up things on FanGraphs trying to figure out why this deal sucks.
The first guy that calls in to give the trade credit is out in the friggin' middle of nowhere. He's in Omaha. The people that are in Pittsburgh that have been beaten down by this team can't bring themselves to call in and give them credit for a trade. And I kind of get it. I sort of get it. Their track record is lousy. But just when you evaluate this trade, how do you say anything negative about it? It's very tough to do. Tables have turned.
The only negativity you can add to it is you can project and try to say, well, I think Burrows is going to thrive with the Astros and the Pirates are going to tinker with Brandon Lau's swing.
And he's not going to be here for very long.
That part of it I understand, but the whole thrust of everything anyone has wanted them to do via trade or free agency is
build power.
A team that tries to win now and get some power.
Yep.
What does Brandon Lau do? Hit home runs. Who's he going to do that for, I would hope, the whole season because it means they're good. The Pirates.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. and for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.